Welcome back to Nate Timm's Lay of the Land. And we're having a conversation with my guest, Bill Hogseth, of the Farmers Union, about engaging rural people. Really, I guess you could say the techniques you're outlining could be engaging anybody. So I was just starting to kind of underline some of the points you were making about how what you're doing is really a big contrast to what traditional campaign style canvassing is about. And one of the things right off the top is that you started with saying it's a human-to-human contact. It's about an emphasis on the people aspect of this, rather than a person who belongs to this party versus a person who maybe belongs to a different party. The other thing that you are really contrasting with is time. You talk about 15 minutes to 45 minutes, where, like you pointed out already, often the more traditional political canvas is like 2 minutes. And the other thing I want to point out is that the traditional political canvas is scripted often. There's a specific message that the canvasser is given, that they're expected to give at the door at some point in time. So that's a big difference, too. And the fact that you emphasized to be non-judgmental, that's a very big contrast with what the traditional campaign canvassing is about. That often is very judgmental. You're either with me or against me. So there's a lot of real differences in the style I see that you're using. Would you say that I've summarized that correctly, Bill?
Yeah, I think you have. A few things I would just pop up as I was listening to you share that nice summary was that, I think one thing that's also different is that I know with a lot of political campaign canvassing, canvassers are going specifically to the door who they think are likely to support them. And in our canvassing, we are literally trying to go to every door. And we often talk to people with whom we disagree or share different types of values. And our approach is designed with that in mind. And I would also just add that we do have a script. We have a 2-page script that our canvassers use, and they learn how the script is really like a roadmap conversation that could go in many, many different directions, depending on whose door you're at. But the script is sort of the roadmap. Like, you want to get here eventually. You might take some detours, but eventually you want to get to this question about what would they like to change. And then, or whatever question it is that in that phase of the script. And then the other thing is, you mentioned a message. And at the end of our script, after we've really taken the time to understand someone, build trust with them, share our story, hear their story, we offer them a way of thinking about why what is happening in rural Wisconsin is happening, a story about what's going on in our communities, because for a long time, there is a story that's been told about what's going on in America and rural communities, but it's really a story about why things are hard for people. But it's a story that people are repeating, and people are hearing from one another, so they're taking it at face value that it's true. And It's a story that blames other working people and divides us along racial lines. It divides us along partisan lines, geographic lines, wants to pit people against people. We think that there's a different story to be told about what's going on in rural Wisconsin. And we tell a story that uplifts our shared values, the things that we have in common as working people. And we also tell a story that names a different villain, a different person to blame that's not other working people, but it's corporate bosses and political insiders who are using racism as a class weapon to divide people so that they can remain in power. And so we tell people, we make a statement to them, and we ask them at the end, do you agree with this? And if they do agree, we ask them why. If they don't agree, we ask them why. And we use it as an opportunity to dig in to that analysis of what's happening in rural Wisconsin and why. And if you don't mind, Nate, I'd like to read you the statement out loud that we end every conversation with.
Sure.
Can I do that?
Sure. Before you do that, I'm going to give our call-in number so that I see that we have a call-in guest on the phone right now. But our number for anybody else who'd like to call in is area code 844. The next prefix is 967. And then the suffix is 2789. So that's 844-967-2789. So any of you out there would like to call in, do so. Go ahead, Bill. Read that statement.
Sure. Okay. So at the end of the conversation, again, after we've spent a lot of time asking them open-ended questions and really listening and sharing stories, we tell them we want to share a statement with them, and they listen. And we say this: the Wisconsin Farmers Union is fighting for rural communities to be places where all working people can have a chance to live comfortably, raise a family, and be supported. No matter what you look like or the color of your skin or where you're from, most of us want the same things. But corporate bosses and political insiders have rigged the rules of the economy to grab wealth and political power for themselves. And then they blame people of color or immigrants or poor people, trying to divide us and distract us from what we have in common. What about you? Do you agree? And so we ask people that. And of the people that we've canvassed since this summer and all this fall, we've had 91% people have agreed with that statement.
That's pretty cool.
And then the other thing that I'd like to just say, Nate, that I think is different from, I think, what most canvassing looks like, is that after we have a conversation about that analysis of why things are the way they are in rural Wisconsin, that specifically names race, specifically names class, and really talks about power, we invite people, we ask them, would you like to meet with the Wisconsin Farmers Union to talk more about the issues you care about? So one thing that we do that I don't think most canvassers do is we invite people to continue the conversation and take a step forward with us and our organizers and build a relationship. And we think that the only way that we're going to change things for rural people is if we're building relationships across differences, because we think our power comes from people acting together. And people really are only able to act together when they're in relationship with one another. So every Canvas conversation ends with an invitation to have a sit-down, one-to-one meeting with a Farmers Union organizer.
And then you make it a point to try to follow up for those folks who want to do that?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, we've got a couple callers, Bill, so I'm going to start with John, who's been waiting a long time. John, welcome to the show. What's your question or comment?
Yeah, hi, this is John. Yeah, it's great to hear Bill on the air, and I really respect his work with Farmers Union and so on. And I know he wrote a really good article for Politico back in December about why the Democratic Party keeps losing in rural areas of Wisconsin. I was hoping he can maybe elaborate on what we can learn from that and how we can better do outreach to rural folks on political issues that matter to everyone. So thanks so much.
Thanks, John. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, I mean, again, the work we do in the Farmers Union is nonpartisan. We don't support a specific party or specific candidates. But I think one of the things that is that has been, from my experience, has with regard to why the electoral map looks the way it does, red or blue in urban or rural areas, is I think there's a feeling that, you know, that there's not an acknowledgement of the pain that exists in rural areas, and the challenges that are very, very real, ranging from poverty to mental health to healthcare to just the demise of the local economy in main streets of small towns across rural America. And I think it gets back also to the question of not only like what people in the places like where I live feel like is a decline, but I think more importantly is what is the story that's being told to help people explain why that's happening to their community. And again, I think the story that's being fed to many folks in rural areas is the wrong story. It's a story that Donald Trump certainly told that divided us along so many different lines. And I think there is an opening to tell a different story. And the question of, I think the question is whether or not that story is going to be told, because I think that's, that story is more accurate. And it's a story about, I think, economic power and the fact that our rural communities are experiencing extraction of wealth. You know, a lot of the wealth is in the things that we grow here. And those products get siphoned off into a global supply chain. And the profits tend to go to executives and shareholders and investors. And really little remains in these communities. So I think it's, I mean, I guess to summarize, I feel like the question that's really important is just how are we telling a story about what's going on in these places that resonates with people's experience about the pain that they have to deal with in their lives of trying to put food on the table, trying to juggle life with their kids or see a doctor if they need to, or deal with the anxiety they're feeling day to day. Yeah. Does that, I don't know if that answered the question, but, yeah.
Well, we have another caller on the line, but I'm going to hold off. Dave, we see you and we're going to hold you over to the next segment so that we can, get your question and we can, give you some time to, really do justice to your question. So we're going to take a little break here, and we'll be back with Lay of the Land in a couple minutes. Thanks for listening.
The union makes us strong. In our hands is placed a power greater than their hoarded gold, greater than the might of atoms magnified a thousandfold. We can bring to birth a new world from the ashes of the old, for the union makes us strong.